Well, greetings, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. Is there something on your mind, a question you'd like to pose? Good opportunity right now. 844-322-2742. That's the number in the U.S. and in Canada. Open right now. 844-322-2742. Give us a call. We'd like to share this edition of Basic Gospel with you and Bob Christopher and Richard Piper.
Well, thanks, Bob. We certainly are excited to be here today. We're going to talk a little bit about loneliness. Loneliness is a big thing out there in the world, and we're the most connected generation that's ever been. Yeah. I mean, we have social media. We're connected to hundreds of friends through Facebook, through Twitter, through all the various other social apps. And yet loneliness, I think, is at an all-time high. We just are a bunch of people that feel lonely, feel isolated, feel just cut off from the rest of the world. And with that comes a lot of other things like depression and anxiety and just feeling down and out. And there's people all over this planet having pity parties today because they're lonely. And it's a sad state of affairs, but here's where the gospel comes into play and really can lift us out of that loneliness, because in Christ, we're never alone again. Why? Because Christ himself has come to live inside of us. We talked about that yesterday, the fact that when we come to Christ, now we're one spirit with the Lord. There's a union that's been formed. So we're made alive together in Christ. And then Christ comes to live inside of us through his Spirit. And so God's Spirit is with us every single moment of every single day. The writer of Hebrews talks about that in Hebrews chapter 13. And he says this: keep your life free from the love of money. That's a big thing out there as well, that people are falling in love with money, thinking that money is the end-all and be-all for them as far as life is concerned. But he says, be content with what you have, for he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we have become one with Christ in spirit. God's Spirit is right there with us at all times with this promise, with this guarantee that he will never leave us nor forsake us. Now, that's good news. So we may feel isolated from the world, but we're never alone, are we?
No.
We are never alone in Christ Jesus. And that's something that we really need to understand, that when we're going through trials and tribulations, a lot of times we feel like we're the only one that's ever done that. So we can't reach out and talk to somebody about our experience because we don't think they're going to understand. So we isolate ourselves. And then we forget that Christ is right there with us. So we try to manage the situation through our own understanding, through our own human effort, and we just compound the problems. We make our situations worse. We choose things that we know that we shouldn't choose out of this sense of loneliness and isolation. But when we step back and recognize, no, I'm not alone in this. I have Christ right here with me at this very moment, and I can tap into his wisdom. I can tap into his love and look at this through his eyes, through his lens of grace and mercy and forgiveness. And it just changes the whole disposition that you have at that given moment. So never, ever forget that you are not alone in Christ. Christ is there with you every step of the way with the promise that he will never leave you nor forsake you. So let's talk about that on today's broadcast of Basic Gospel. If you are feeling isolated and alone and want some encouragement, want to talk to a friend about that, today's your opportunity. Yeah. Pick up the phone and call us right now at 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. You've got a friend at Basic Gospel. We want to walk with you through this journey and let you know that you are not alone in Christ Jesus.
Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis. And again, folks, thanks for joining us today. If you would like to give us a call, you can do that and pose that question that Bob was mentioning, 844-322-2742. Now, just 5 days left in the month, friends, and these remaining days, we have a special gift for you to help fill up this $25,000 matching gift. It's our hope that we can do this by the 30th, and when you make your April gift, not only will it be doubled, but you'll receive the Simply Grace gift package containing Bob Christopher's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, and two excellent CD messages that will strengthen your faith and deepen your understanding of the love and grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Request your gift package when you click donate at basicgospel.net or when you phone that same number, 844-322-2742. Keep in mind, every dollar you give will be doubled up to that $25,000. Again, donate online at basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-322-2742.
Well, Bob, and good news to report on this matching gift challenge. We're just about $3,000 away from having it completely met.
Wonderful.
So over the last several days, we've had some very generous gifts come in to match that $25,000. We've had a number of others come in as well. So thank you so much for helping us to expand the borders of Basic Gospel Nation and reach more people with the good news of Jesus Christ. That's certainly what we're asking you to help us do, to expand the borders, to be able to tell the story as often as we can to more and more people around this country and literally around the world. So thank you for that. But let's keep the pedal down and let's meet this 25,000.
Let's close it out.
Yeah, let's close it out by the end of this month.
That's exciting.
We would greatly appreciate it.
It really is. Very exciting.
Well, let's go to our phone lines now. And again, the number 844-322-2742. If you have a question about loneliness, how you can be lifted out of those feelings and experience some hope and light and freshness in your life, we want to talk to you about that today. Open lines are available right here in Canada and in the United States at 844-322-2742. Let's go down to Temple, Texas, and talk to our friend Duran. Hi, Duran.
Hey, Duran.
Hey, Bob and Bob Davis. Everybody's good to see y'all. Good to hear from y'all.
You too.
What's on your mind today?
I had a question about Mark 16:9-20. Is that supposed to be in the Bible, or what's the deal with that?
Well, it was, when the Bible was being translated and they used the manuscripts that they had, you know, back in the day, the King James Version and those sort of things. And the manuscripts that they had this particular passage in them. But as they've uncovered and discovered more manuscripts that were dated much earlier, much closer to the actual time of Christ, in those manuscripts, this particular section was not there. So we're not sure as to why that's the case. Some have said that this was added much later. So the earlier manuscripts do not have this section in it, and that's all we know.
Okay, well, that's what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to see is I don't want to, take out God's word, and I'm just trying to see, is this supposed to be here, or?
Well, I think all you have to say, because it's going to be included in every Bible that's printed today.
With a footnote.
With a footnote. And so I think you just simply explain the footnote. So in my Bible, it says some of the earliest manuscripts do not include Mark 16:9-20. So, and I think that's all you have to express, or all you have to say, is that some manuscripts don't include it. Now, it doesn't change. It doesn't change the meaning of anything. It doesn't add strange or weird doctrines or things like that out there. No. It's simply making some statements about what happened, what the apostles did, and how they told the story of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. So it doesn't change the meaning of anything in the Word of God.
Yeah.
It's just additional information.
Yeah. There is no particular doctrine of Christianity that is found here and nowhere else. So you can just comment the way that the footnote says it and be assured that the Bible is okay.
And, yes, yes.
You know, you don't have to doubt yourself. You don't have to cause doubt in anyone else. Just be straight up with it.
Uh-huh. Okay, because, you know, well, they will make a whole doctrine now. Whoever believes and is baptized and...
Yeah, they will try to make a doctrine out of that, but the second phrase of that particular sentence, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. So the focus is on believing.
Yes.
Believing the good news of Jesus Christ. And the baptism, we can simply explain it this way, that there is a spiritual baptism that takes place when we believe. And that spiritual baptism is the baptism of God's Spirit placing us into the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So we have to move out of Adam and into Jesus. And there's only one person that can do that, and that's the Spirit. And so when we believe, when our hearts respond to that good news of Jesus, his death, his burial, his resurrection, the Spirit moves us, takes us out of Adam and places us into Christ, and that's the spiritual baptism that saves us. So I think you can explain it that way. There's also the fact of some of the miracles. You can simply say that's exactly what happened as far as the apostles were concerned. Mm-hmm. And they performed those miracles to underscore the truth and the veracity of the message, that this message about Jesus is important. It needs to be listened to. And a lot of these miracles back in those days really served as flashing neon signs to the people saying, pay attention to what's being said. Pay attention to what's being taught. Pay attention to this man Jesus, because in him is life. There's no life outside of him. So pay attention. So these miracles were simply flashing neon signs saying, this Jesus is important. It's kind of like the Transfiguration when this loud voice from heaven was there saying, this is my Son in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. So these miracles simply are echoing those same words of God the Father on behalf of Jesus Christ the Son.
Yeah. I find it fascinating that in a passage like this, people will camp on things like baptism and picking up the snakes and all that kind of thing, and completely ignore where it says, so then when the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. There's a statement.
That's a statement
right
there.
That's a statement of completion. Regardless of whatever else is said, that's an indication that the work that Jesus did was done. And as a result, we get to be done with our work and be one in him. I mean, so it, you know, don't get me started. Too late.
That's right. Too late.
Yeah, I understand. Well, thank y'all. Thank y'all so much.
Good to hear
you're
from
welcome,
you.
You're welcome, Deron. Yeah. Great to hear from you as always.
Yeah. Well, 844-322-2742. We'd like to hear from you on this edition. A quick reminder that you're invited to see what goes on inside the studio each day on Basic Gospel. Get the video stream of the daily program on either our Facebook or YouTube channels. Either one is good, and we would love for you to see us.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to Fairfax, Virginia, to our friend Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hi, guys. My question today is about self-hatred. So, Bob, you know how you said recently that suicide is selfish? I thought that was really interesting, and it got me interested in asking this question. I think a lot of people might not go as far to commit suicide, but what they might do is harbor a lot of anger at themselves, a lot of hatred at themselves. They might say something like, I know God loves me, and I want to love others, but I just can't stand myself. I just hate myself. I hate the way I look. I hate the way I always seem to be screwing up and stuff like that. So when we do that, what are we really saying? Like, what is that really? And could it have some unforeseen impact on our ability to love others?
Well, sure, Chris. I think your question is very insightful. And You know, when we say, I hate the way I look today, I hate the, you know, I hate my hair today. Of course, I don't have hair, so I never say that. But, you know, what we're saying is that we hate how we think we're going to be perceived out there by our peers, by our friends, by those people that are important to us, that we're not measuring up to our own standards and we're not measuring up to what we think are the standards of others as far as me being welcomed in, me being accepted, me being a part of their in-group, me being popular, so to speak. So we say we hate ourselves, we hate those very things, but that really is a sign of not really self-hatred, but more of self-love. Mm-hmm. That I want myself to be better. If we really hated ourselves, we'd be glad we were, you know, missing the mark on all of those things. So it's really a sign of self-love. It's not that we hate ourselves, it's that we love ourselves too much and we get self-absorbed. And we're so, you know, we're so critical of every little flaw that we see. And we're critical because we want those flaws to be perfected. We want to present ourselves out there in the world as perfect. We have it all together type of people. And that's just a mask, isn't it? That's just a lie. We're not these flawless people. We all have our weaknesses. We all have our frailties. We all have our faults. But God loves us in spite of all of those things. And so I think we just have to get our focus off of ourselves and onto Jesus. And when we get our focus onto Jesus, things start falling into place. We can be content with who we are in Him. So some of that self-hatred is simply the fact that we're not content with who we are.
Yep.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think it takes a lifetime and then some to really learn who Jesus is and to start to see ourselves in the light of who He is. I think that's the struggle. It's pretty hard to do sometimes. But, yeah, I think that's the good stuff as usual. So, you know, thanks as always for everything that you guys do, and have a great rest of your day.
Well, we sure will, Chris. Thanks for that great question. We certainly appreciate it. Yeah. And, boy, guys, he does bring up a very good point. I mean, Paul, I think, wrote to Timothy and said, you know, in the last days, you're going to see that people are going to be lovers of self. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're seeing out in the world today, this self-absorption. I mean, we're just consumed with us. There's a great commercial for, I think, Planet Fitness that's airing, and it's this guy riding on a bike, on a stationary bike, and he doesn't have a shirt on, and he's just buff and a six pack abs and that sort of thing. And he's looking around, and there's a mirror here, and he says, Planet Fitness, I won't be coming to you because I can't see me looking in the mirror to see if somebody else is looking at me. And it's like, wait a minute, that's a sign of the times. That's kind of where we are in this world today. We're self-absorbed. We're lovers of self. And we want to make sure that every aspect of us, of me, of just good old me, is perfect, is as perfect as it can be. And boy, when we see a flaw, we get kind of down on ourselves. But we get down on ourselves because we love ourselves so much. We want ourselves to match that phantom that we have in our mind is what we should be.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what we see out there in the world. And that's where we just have to move our eyes away from ourselves, out of that mirror, and onto Jesus Christ and find our contentment in Him.
Absolutely. Well, it's Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher and Richard Piper. And Richard, I know it's an excitement to you as it is to me that we're only, with 5 days left in the month, we're only $3,000 away from matching that $25,000, and plenty of time for us to go beyond that as well in the remainder of the month.
I mean, like I've said several times, the opportunity here is to cover all the expenses of our station in Atlanta, Georgia, mm-hmm. that covers
5.4 million people, something like that. No, not all 5.4. Listen to it all the time.
Sure, yeah.
But that's the kind of area, the population in that area. And every one of those people needs the gospel. We've already heard from people who live in the area who had never heard from us before and have said, thank you. You know, they heard about Jesus. And that's what this is about. If, you know, we were just talking about self-absorption at the beginning. We were talking about people being disconnected. The only solution for that is Jesus. And now we have this chance to blow through the lid on this matching gift and make sure that for one full year, we're able to present Jesus to people who otherwise are a little less connected and a little more self-absorbed than is healthy for them.
Yeah.
And Jesus is the answer and can bring that health to them. And we thank you for making this possible.
We do indeed. Just click the donate link at basicgospel.net or give us a call at the universal number, 844-322-2742. We got a question from Stephanie, and I think it's an interesting one that many people have. She said, I'm having a difficult time finding a local church that teaches the message of new covenant grace. I'm so discouraged when I visit churches. In some instances, the Bible is never mentioned, and the entire message is about a feel-good doctrine with a bunch of loud music, but never gets to the power of the gospel message that's so important in our lives. What do you suggest regarding visiting churches? Am I too critical? Is this normal? And by the way, I love your program. Thank you for your ministry of truth.
Well, Stephanie, thanks for writing to us, and we certainly appreciate that question. It's a question we get quite often. And boy, out visiting churches, which I've done over the last several years, I've visited probably 20 or 25. And it's just interesting what passes as church today.
Yeah.
A lot of them, it's simply a production. You feel like you're at a concert. It's a dark auditorium. You don't even know who's sitting next to you. Everything is focused up on the stage, and you lose the sense that we're supposed to all be connected and have this experiencing of worshiping the one true God together in unity, and being encouraged by the teaching regarding Christ Jesus. So there's a lot of that that's out there. There's a lot of people, you know, today, as far as churches are concerned, marketing is driving kind of the product they put on the stage.
Sure.
So they ask questions, you know, in their cities and communities and that sort of thing. What are you looking for in a church? And, you know, a lot of times people will answer those surveys. I just want to feel good. I just want a little hope, a little encouragement.
I just want to be okay.
Yeah, I want to be okay. And so a lot of churches are taking that to heart and saying, well, we're going to give the people what they want. And so they just give a watered-down version of the gospel, if you can call that the gospel at all. And so people walk away feeling good, and so they like that. But we have to get back to the power of the gospel. So, Stephanie, my encouragement is to you is, one, find a group of believers that you can encourage, that you can be encouraged by, and then keep that prayer up to the Lord. You know,
yeah.
I would love to find a church where I feel at home, where I can hear the message concerning Christ each and every week, and I can have an opportunity to share and to participate in his very life with this group of people.
Yeah.
Just keep praying, and God will open that door, I guarantee you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Stephanie, for your question, and thanks, guys, for your answers to these today. And friends, please do remember this $25,000 matching gift offer, and when it's filled, your gifts will be doubled, or your gift will double. Do I hope that happen? Only $3,000 remaining to hit that, and we have 5 days to do it. So as Richard said, we can blow right through that and continue to support this message that we proclaim every day through these microphones here at Basic Gospel. And this, of course, will help to expand the reach and help others hear and believe and live in the love and grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's make it happen in the next 5 days and fill up this excellent matching gift and go on from there.
Your donation will be doubled as you click donate at basicgospel.net or call 844-322-2742. Well, now for Bob and Richard of the ministry team, Bob Davis with your invitation to be here again tomorrow at the same time for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.